You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. Well, it was inevitable that someone would someday finally do what amounts to the Bible of what may well be the national dish of Texas. In fact, it's very quickly supplanting the hamburger as perhaps the number one staple in the U.S. fast food diet. The Tacos of Texas is the name of the book. Mondo Rayo and Jared Neese are the co-authors. Welcome to the Texas Standard, gentlemen. Mondo.
Hey, welcome
back.
Good
to see you. Yes, and Jared, thanks for coming in.
Howdy. Thanks for having me.
Now, we've had Mondo in the studio before. This is the first time we're getting
a chance to meet. Yes.
Yeah. You guys spent how long going all over Texas looking for the people and the places that make tacos?
Yeah, I mean, we've been writing this book, I think, since we were kids in our head.
I was born with a tortilla in my hand.
Yes, indeed.
And then rolled them up in swaddling clothes.
That's right.
So this book has been a long time in the making, to say the least. And you guys actually took a camera around, as I understand,
That's right.
You were doing these interviews.
Yeah, exactly. So we work with our taco brother, Dennis Burnett, and he is an amazing filmmaker. So, you know, I enlisted the proud, the few, to capture everything, all the crazy stories that we ran into, all the tacos, all the people that we interviewed. We're actually publishing videos for each city that we went to. Mm-hmm. So we went to 10 cities in Texas,
right,
which is basically like half of America, right? And so there'll be one for each city, and we wanted to capture the taco vibe, the taco culture, mm-hmm, of each city. So those will be forthcoming.
Jared, what's your connection to the taco? You just like them, or something deeper?
I love them, sure. In 2006, a coworker and I, Justin Bankston, for those of the taco journalism, know him as Corn Biter Deluxe.
Yeah.
He and I started the website Taco Journalism based on our love for tacos. And my good friend Mondo, we've known for a long time, he wrote an article for The Austinist,
yeah,
about the five best tacos. And I was like, who's this guy trying to talk about tacos? And I was like, oh, no, it's Mondo. I was like, Mondo, what are you doing giving away free taco advice? Come talk to us. And so that's whenever we really kind of got it going. We started winning Best of Austin awards, and people from all over the U.S. and the world kind of noticed what we were doing. The History Press, they came to us and said, hey, we really think, you know, the world needs an Austin breakfast taco book.
And so that one was born, and now you're talking about looking at the entire state through the lens of tacos.
Yeah, that was the next step. It was like,
but,
okay.
But is there something that actually ties together tacos of Texas other than, you know, the place? I mean,
yeah,
is there...
The people, the families, the history. I mean, it's just, it's, you know, like we wrote in our first book how in the 50s, tacos were seen as a lesser food.
Right.
You know, you would
sort of working class kind of thing.
Working class. They would be afraid to bring the tacos to school, and all the kids had the white bread sandwiches.
Yeah, because they couldn't afford to buy bread and bologna. But what they had at home was a bean and tortilla taco, right? So now it's like 360. Everybody wants to eat these tacos.
Yeah. What's the best city for a taco? I mean, I don't want to. I mean, I know that you visited a lot of places.
Yeah.
But if you just had to parachute to some city in Texas, because you got to have that taco, what comes to mind?
Laredo, for sure.
Dude, what's in Laredo that's got you going there, Jared?
One thing in Laredo is Chano, the taco mystic.
Yeah.
Excuse me? The taco mystic?
That's right.
Yes.
He makes the sexy Mexi brisket taco. So if
this is for real.
If the name doesn't lure you.
Sweat lodges by day, tacos by night.
And, yeah.
He's a character, and, you know, he is kind of what epitomizes just the love of tacos and Texas. And, you know, he's been doing it his whole life. His family's been doing it. And that's what you found over and over again, or these stories of generations of people making these tacos.
Mm-hmm. Mondo, here's your parachute. You got to parachute into a city, okay?
Oh, yeah.
For your ultimate taco. So where are you going to land?
Man, you know, that's a hard question.
I know.
Because I'm from El Paso, and, you know, that's the best food in the world. So, but, you know, while I love El Paso, I'm going to give my nod to Houston.
Ooh. Houston.
Yeah, oh. Houston, because there, you know, you get it all. You get your street tacos, you get, you know, taco trucks. There's, you know, cyclists that do it like a taco cat. Cycling into from taco
tacos. Oh, yeah. Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
And then they also, you know, you could also get, you know, like some of the cricket tacos or the
things that you don't expect.
Yeah. Exactly. You get a great cabrito taco there. You can get amazing breakfast tacos too. And the people of Houston is really kind of what brings it home too, because they are like the most loyal people you would ever meet. And they will take you to their best and local favorites.
See, here's a problem. I'm looking at this. This is 440 pages, including the index, and we are already out of time. Guys, this is an amazing journey through Texas, and it's all about tacos. A fantastic undertaking. Congratulations on the Tacos of Texas, the authors Mondo Rayo and Jared Neese. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.